Big Daddy Sitch is in the game, or in the building once again with my beautiful wife, the pregnant wife. She's, I think she's 26 weeks now. Here's another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence.
Hey guys, what's up? How is everybody doing? It is another snow day in New Jersey.
I know, right?
It's crazy. And it's beautiful.
And we are still in quarantine as well, I think. Most people are still, in a quarantine. We're going on like a year or so now, right?
Yeah, we'll be a year in like March.
I did read something that we will possibly still be in masks in 2022.
Fauci said that.
He did?
I saw that.
Fauci's? Oh my goodness.
I didn't open it, but the headline was Fauci said that.
I could have sworn Biden said we were going to be good by Christmas this year. Did you see that?
I don't really listen to that guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's what it is.
I don't know what's happening in the world. I just know I'm 26 weeks and one day pregnant.
Yes.
I had a doctor's appointment this morning.
How did it go?
It went very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very emotional.
on the way home, she's hysterical crying. And I'm like, honey, why are you crying? I don't know. All right. Well, just get home, honey. That's how it is. It's a journey out here, guys. And we are enjoying the journey of pregnancy.
The snow might have impacted that. When I got to the doctor's office, it was not snowing. When I got out, it was a big snowstorm. I was emotional. I have to like pre-register my delivery at the hospital. And you just overthink things when you're pregnant. I think women in general some people have a problem overthinking things, but especially when you're pregnant.
I agree.
And when you are responsible for another human being, It's a whole different level of overthinking things, because now you're making decisions not just for you, they're for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure they're the right decisions and the safest decisions and the best informed decisions, and it's a lot of pressure. And then you just add pregnancy hormones on top of mm-hmm. that, and a snowstorm, an unexpected snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to these appointments by myself because it's COVID.
Yep.
And my husband can't come.
Yep.
So usually you'd have your spouse with you as like a support or driving you or whatever. And sometimes he drives me, but today I didn't think it was a big deal to go on my own, but apparently I could have used a driver.
Yeah. Well, that's what's happening, guys. Honey, 26 weeks, are we in third trimesters yet?
No, I have like one more week.
All right.
One or two more weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we are going into the third trimesters, the last lap in the race of pregnancies. I'm happy because for the most part, we had a very healthy pregnancy, mm-hmm. We're taking it one day at a time. But you've been getting some stomach aches lately.
Well, the doctor did tell me, I didn't tell you this yet.
Oh my goodness.
They told me I could take Pepcid for the heartburn.
Are you sure?
Yeah. She said the heartburn, if it's that bad, she said, if it's so bad, well, listen, every doctor is different. And it depends on your medical history and all of that kind of good stuff. So this isn't medical advice I'm giving you. This is my medical advice that the doctor gave me.
Yep.
But she said if you are taking more than 2 or 3 Tums a day, she'd rather me take Pepcid because it's safer ingredients. And the calcium that's in Tums
mm-hmm.
can cause kidney stones. And if you're taking more than a few Tums at a time, it's not working. So she's like, I'd rather you take Pepcid. So I'm going to try that and hopefully it works, because the heartburn is next level. Like, I don't even eat and I have heartburn.
And
it's not from certain foods. It's mm-hmm. not from like the normal thing is like tomato sauce or this or heavy. What are those called? Not lampshades. What are those called?
Lamb choppers?
No, nightshades.
Nightshades.
Nightshades give like heartburn a lot to normal people. But being pregnant, like just drinking water gives me heartburn. And when I go to sleep, when I lay down, I get really bad heartburn. So I'm going to try Pepcid and see if that works.
Well, I think they say that you're getting heartburn possibly because the baby has a lot of hair. Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's the old wives'
tale. The old wives' tale.
Which is probably true because I was born with a full head of hair. Full head.
I think I was. I was actually a tiny baby. Weren't you? Were you a tiny baby? My mom said
I was 7 pounds.
What would my mom say I was? 5 or 6?
6, I think.
6? Okay.
Either 5 and some ounces or 6.
If I had to bet, I think the baby's going to come out looking like you.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I could have sworn we saw one of the most recent scans and the side profile looked like you.
Yeah, but his first however many ultrasounds all looked like you. Remember? All the beginning ones, he looked like you. We haven't done the 4D yet.
Uh-huh. Are we going to do the 4D?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to wait. Uh-huh. Should we let them know what we're getting ready for?
Well, we are getting ready to film some more Jersey Shore Family Vacation. This would be the second part of the season. They usually split it up almost into really two seasons, but really it's for you guys, it's, or us, it's really one, I guess. So it's technically 4A and 4B. You're about to finish watching 4A. The season finale of 4A is on
this week.
This Thursday, yeah. Jersey, 8, 7 Central on MTV. And then they'll probably take a couple weeks, a month or so, and then the new season will be on. I just saw on Twitter that they're going to be airing Jersey Shore Family, not even Jersey Shore Family Vacation, but Jersey Shore Marathons, probably leading up to when we air the season premiere, what we're filming now.
Wow, I couldn't follow
that. Okay, my wife couldn't follow that. Anyway, guys, we are filming. There is a lot going on. I would not have been doing this for 11 years, and I know everyone fools around at one of the most recent episodes. I forgot we were filming, but there is a lot going on. And, yeah,
and you're not going to want to miss this week's premiere.
No, this you thought
last... I mean, sorry, this week's finale.
This season, although it happened in Vegas and, you know, we couldn't leave. It was done during the pandemic. We were all in a bubble. A lot happened, you know. Diener's pregnancy, my wife's pregnancy, the girls ended up making up. We had the redo wedding, which you guys are watching right now. So I'm definitely very proud of these two seasons. And I feel that COVID's or coroners is starting to be on the decline. Is it from these vaccinations, honey?
I don't know. Maybe combo. I haven't been looking at the stats in our area, but it has been affecting us. I mean, I hope that it's on the decline, but I will say it has been affecting us in our immediate circle a lot more than it has since the beginning. Like, it's a regular occurrence now where we get text messages or phone calls from very close family members and friends that have it or have had it in the last like few weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I have a business partner that had it and she's pregnant.
We had a close friend. Well, everyone knows.
Friend that's pregnant.
Everyone knows Snooki was got coronas recently.
Yeah. And the people that I know that are pregnant, they're not Dina who had it. They're people that are not on the show that had it. Uh-huh. But they're safe, thank God, and everyone was healthy. So I don't know. I hope it's declining. I hope that once the weather warms up, it does naturally start to decline, kind of like how it did last spring, summer. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, guys. So you know at Here's the Sitch podcast, we are always looking for the healthiest way to get our nutrients in and our protein and kind of cutting out all of that processed garbage that we once may have loved as kids. Because listen, growing up, cereal was one of the best parts for me of being a kid. But as an adult, I had to give it up because I realized it's just full of sugar and junk and super processed with things that you really should not eat. So I just discovered this amazing brand and I want to share it with you listeners here. So it's Magic Spoon cereal, and it is just that. It is magic in a bowl. It has zero sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, is only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, just 140 calories per serving. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. Guys, that is a good situation. It does not often happen that you find a cereal that fits all of these criteria. The variety pack has 4 flavors. I have the cocoa, the fruity, the frosted, and the peanut butter. I've tried them all. I have to tell you, the fruity is one of my favorite because right now in my pregnancy, I'm on like this like fruit flavored kick, and it just gives me that fill of like a fruity cereal craving. It tastes exactly like a regular cereal from your childhood, except it's super nutritious, so you don't have that guilty feeling or that sugar rush crash afterwards. It's delicious, but super healthy, and it really brings joy to your mornings or, hey, your afternoons if you're like me. Head over to magicspoon.com/situation to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our code SITUATION at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/situation and use our promo code for Here's the Sitch listeners, which is situation, to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of Here's the Sitch podcast. Going back to the show, this week is the mid-season finale, or they're calling it the season finale. But you do want to see that episode because it is a big moment.
Oh my God, it was a doozy.
And sure. A lot of the times people are like, you guys want to know like what's real on the show, what's not. And it's like, guys, our show is not scripted. The shit that goes on, I'd really hope that that would not be scripted. Like, well, let's just be honest.
Listen, there's
it's authentic.
We couldn't really control too much in this season because the girls wouldn't really speak to each other. So you saw real time that eventually Dina sat down.
You saw the real frustration.
Then eventually, yeah, and then eventually Jenny sat down and then they all sat down. But the whole time the boys were extremely frustrated and we were pushing the whole time because we kind of knew that, you know,
this is where this direction of the it's going to go.
Well, at the same time, our legacy was on the line. You know what I mean? Like, if people won't film with each other,
you're trying to do a good job.
You know, we're all trying to work together. It's not going to work if half the cast will not, you know, film with each other. But
so this week there was a really nice surprise. Mike and I did keep the pregnancy a secret, and you'll get to see when we told everybody.
Oh, well,
it was on the preview.
Spoiler alert, my life just
it was
told
on
you
the
guys.
Preview.
Oh, was?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it was on the preview.
Okay. All right, guys.
They don't get to see it happen. Like, yeah. You didn't see it happen in the preview, but you saw me doing it.
Yeah.
So you get to see real, like, that's real time reaction. You know what I mean? Like, that's real emotion. That's such an amazing memory
you
to
guys,
make.
You guys get to see when we actually do tell the cast that me and my wife are expecting, and it's a really, really touching moment. It really is very nice.
Yeah,
and
I'm
so
really excited to see it.
Very proud that we have all these special moments, and I say it all the time over the 35th episode probably?
Of the podcast? Yeah, this is 34.
Yeah, we always say how proud we are of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. It has a lot of special moments for us and our family.
We are, and I think I want to talk about it a little bit because I get so many questions, especially on the Baby Sitch IG, which if you haven't followed it yet, check it out at It's Baby Situation. I will be doing my 26-week picture. I'll probably take it right after this podcast recording.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't do it yesterday.
Yes.
So we'll make sure we get that up and that update to you. And I did get a lot of questions about how was it for me to share that moment of last week's episode when we took the pregnancy test
camera? It was very special for us, I thought, you know?
Well, yeah, the questions, of course it was special. It was it was the most special moment
to share.
But
it was early on in the pregnancy, well, and we were thinking about not sharing it because it was so early.
Yes, and that's what a lot of the concerns were about. How were you able to comfortably do that? And you guys have to understand, I was definitely nervous about it because of what we had gone through.
I think you were leaning more towards the no.
Was I?
Yeah.
I just remember leaning towards, I'm going to trust my husband.
Exactly.
This is his experience, like his expertise in this world of TV.
Yeah, I'm good
these
with
reality
TV.
These are his relationships with these producers. He's worked with them since day one of Jersey Shore. So he's known them for 11 years.
11 years.
He has very strong relationships with them personally and professionally.
With the cast.
And I said, Mike, if you think this is the right thing to do for us, if you think this is safe, a safe space, then let's do it. Mm-hmm. I said, but I can't make that decision on my own because I'm just not experienced enough in it. This is like his area, you know?
For me, I tried to go over as many angles as I could, but I felt that if I decided to hold this in and not share this with the world and the cameras and what we do for a living, I felt that Because it was happening organically in that moment.
It was so special because it literally happened there.
So I was.
So how do we conceal that?
Yeah. So that's why we're an open book for everything. So I figured that, you know,
felt like it was a sign.
It was a sign, exactly, that I should share this moment. And it was, if I did share this moment, it was going to continue to go in the right positive direction,
yeah,
which it has.
And we just, for me, like, I have faith in my husband, and he felt very strongly and comfortably about sharing it. So I just let go and let God handle it, which is exactly what the only thing you can do, because you have no control over how any of that kind of plays out with, you know, the safety and the health and everything. Nobody knows. So you really have to just have your faith. And we felt really strongly about it happening at the right time, and that we were there with people we loved and cared about and working. And it would have just been, we would have probably regretted it if we didn't share it.
Yep.
So I think it was the right decision for us. But that doesn't mean it was easy for me. It was definitely challenging for me to do that, like vulnerability.
Yeah.
But I knew that I would be so happy in the long run that I did it. And I am, I'm ecstatic that I made that memory for us to share and watch. Like, we could watch that back forever. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. I mean, listen, the pregnancy journey has been, it's a roller coaster. And we definitely did take a gamble early on. But I felt that we had been through a lot. You know, with the cameras and, you know, with, addiction and with court and we had that, you know, that setback, you know, when I got out of prison that, and I figured, you know what, this, I felt like it was the right time for us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I felt good about it. And the producers also assured us that if it didn't go our way, that we would all sit down and reevaluate the whole process or this, or the filming.
Right. And we have, you know, we, like I mentioned earlier, like Mike has very strong relationships with them professionally and personally with the producers. So we knew that it was a safe space for us. It wasn't something that was going to be, you know, put us in a box or something where.
Yeah, no, I also felt it was a big moment for our fans too, for a triumphant moment that, you know, we had been through a lot. And then we finally got a shot and it looked positive. So we took it. And now we have been filming and documenting the pregnancy, and everything has been going well. And we're very grateful, you know?
Yeah. And how cool when the baby's here that he could like watch our whole story.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what we're going to let him see, but he could see the proposal. He could see the wedding.
Yeah,
he could see.
Exactly. We got a cool story.
He could see the pregnancy test. And
I don't know when I'll show him the actual Jersey Shore, but I could. My original series would be probably what not to do in your 20s.
Yeah, but I also love what you said to me about your recovery, which I think was like a fan question 1 week, and where they asked how you were going to incorporate your sobriety with your son for that message. It was on either an interview or something that we had done recently. And you said that you were going to celebrate it with him every year.
Oh, yeah.
And every year, like, you know, like, it's like a birthday for you.
Yeah.
So every year in December, when you celebrate.
Be my sober birthday.
It'll be an event. And I think that's really smart because he'll see how big of a part of that is of your life.
He will.
And how he'll see that from day one.
He'll see the importance.
And when he's so young, he's not going to understand it. But as he gets older and realizes and understands, and you have conversations with him, he is going to see like that is something that's like, it's like a religion almost to you. It's like a foundational skill in your life that is part of the man that you are. And I think he'll have so much respect for you in that way.
Yeah, daddy's a sober legend.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. And I think that's a great way for you if you are recovering and you have young children or, you know, anything like that in your life, because you never know what's going to happen, and you never know what kids are going to decide to do one day when they're faced with the experimental phase. But if you are actively sober and practicing that in your foundation of life and celebrating that I think that's really special to share with your family, especially when your kids are young.
Yeah.
To like instill that in them.
My drug of choice right now, and it is, has been for a very long time, is hashtag growth. You know, I love to try to get better in any area possible, whether mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, or professionally, and also reevaluating any type of negativity in my life where I can put up a boundary.
Yeah.
And I've said it many times before, but the happiest people that I've ever known are those that are on the path of self-improvement.
All right, guys, listen, you can't talk about performance or working out or doing really well in anything without addressing the recovery part of it. Some things I do to include my recovery is take a few minutes to meditate and take a nice warm shower and decompress after my day is done. But one thing I've recently added to my daily routine, and it's helped make a noticeable difference for me, is NuCom. How you recover from exercise can make all the difference when it comes to getting back into the game. Inflammation, sleep quality, and even your mental resilience can all play a big role in how quickly you can recover. Used after a workout, NuCom quickly takes you out of your catabolic breakdown mode and shifts you into a healthy buildup mode so you can heal and recover as quickly as possible. NuCom is the only system of its kind, clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery without drugs or side effects. The NuCom system uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of 3 non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical items, all of which are included in your monthly subscription that costs less than a daily cup of coffee. The whole process is easy to use and to work into your daily routine to achieve a better sleep, reduction in stress, and boost in recovery. So what I do is use my NuCom right after my warm shower and right before bed so that it helps me relax, decompress, recover from my Pilates or physical therapy from the day, and have that amazing sleep that I need through the night to get me ready for the next day. So guys, here's the Sitch listeners. We have a special code for you. Own the day with NuCom and make 2021 the year you achieve your fitness goals. We have a special link set up specifically for Here's the Sitch listeners. Go to situationnucom.com and get 50% off your 30-day subscription of NuCom and their money-back guarantee. That's situationnucalm.com. situationnucalm.com. Check it out. You guys are going to love it.
What are some of the things that you would like to possibly teach your son? Maybe the top, you know, one or two things. Not going to really try to put you on the spot, honey, but...
Top one or two things?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, it would definitely be... number one rule would probably be to make sure that you always are on the path of self-improvement. You know what I mean? Be so busy improving yourself that you have no time to criticize others, you know, as well as if I've ever gotten any, you know, issues in my life or any obstacles, do you know what was the remedy for that, honey? Mm-hmm. Keep moving forward. No matter what happens in life, keep moving forward. Every storm in your life, it will pass. You just have to just keep moving forward and always revert back to the basics in life, which would be, you know, obviously taking care of yourself, self-love, self-care. That has to do with fitness, nutrition, being a good person, being positive and making good decisions. I think I only said a couple things, but I think all those things right there, I would make an awesome pops.
Yeah, you will. I think that you kind of said one of them that I was initially thinking. So I'm just going to go with what came to my mind first, mm-hmm. which for me, it would be like my faith and like my foundation,
yes, my foundation
of faith, because it's something that has gotten me through the best and worst times of my life.
I love it.
And it's not something that a lot of I mean, you can definitely find it as an adult and choose your faith and all that kind of stuff when you're older. It's not impossible. But I think when it's instilled at you at such a young age, it's really foundational and important.
I love that.
So like mm-hmm. going to church regularly mm-hmm. and all of that kind of stuff and having like my mom used to do like a, you know, mommy and me Bible study and mm-hmm. like all things like that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Then as you get older, you do your confirmation, all your sacraments and CCD and all that stuff. And it stays a pivotal
cornerstone.
Yeah. Of your life.
Yeah.
And of your foundation. And I also, I don't know, the second part is really just staying active, which I don't know exactly because it's my first baby.
I agree.
Of how you incorporate that through when they're young. But being active is such an important part of our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think starting your kids off with that at a young age, whether it's swimming or
karate,
any kind of activity, mm-hmm. just to keep them moving and to keep them exploring their growth and different things to keep them busy with. Because I think the more that they're focused on things like that, they'll find passions for mm-hmm. different things that they love. They'll only find that out through trying different things. And also it keeps them focused. So when they do hit those years of like questioning things or wanting to be experimental, I feel like you have more of a success rate at being focused in some kind of passion. If you're mm-hmm. passionate about singing or if you're passionate about tennis or football or baseball or karate or whatever it is, that love for that sport or that game or that activity is going to overpower anything else kind of trying to get your attention.
Yeah. I also like, here's a couple more things. I want to set the foundation. So what they say is to make a house a home would be dinners and food and Sunday dinner and traditional values that I was brought up on and you were brought up on. So, and the importance of family. I think that's important that we do that as well. A couple subjects that I would focus on in life would probably be, and it's ironic, but I would say psychology. I don't want him to, I wouldn't necessarily say that he's supposed to be anything specific, but learning about behavior and different ways of thinking.
Well, that's what we should be doing, reading books about all of that kind of stuff. Actually, one of my good friends from growing up, who is now a therapist, she wrote a book called Raising Empowered Children, Alana Carvalho, and she sent it to me. So I'm going to read it, and I think you should read it.
Yeah. So I didn't know if you thought I would say something like that, but I think we're such an enlightened couple that when it comes time to raising our children, some of the subjects that we would focus on would definitely be, you know, probably psychology. I think also...
Wait, do you want to hear something interesting? Go ahead.
I also would like my son to learn maybe accounting or the way that money works. I think it's very important because once you start to get older and you become successful and you acquire wealth and money, sometimes it's very good to be educated on what to do with it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So that, you know, accounting, how money works and... those are some of the things I definitely would focus on. Do you have anything to add to that, honey?
Well, I just wanted to add in, if you guys want me to share, I'll post this book on my story. I'll actually make sure we post it on the Here's the Sitch IG as well. So go to Here's the Sitch podcast on Instagram. And it's called Raising Empowered Children by Alana Carvalho, who is a therapist. And something I follow her on Instagram as well. Her Instagram is... the codependent perfectionist. And she focuses a lot on that word of codependency, but more of relationships and familial relationships, mm-hmm. meaning that like a lot of the things that she shares say how parents become codependent on their children. And you become kind of like a helicopter parent of trying to fix everything for them. So if they're struggling with a toy or if they're struggling to do something, you know, the parent runs over, let me do that for you. Let me fix that for you. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is you're kind of preventing them from learning.
Enabling.
And the growth and figuring out, navigating their own natural way through it. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to hurt them. It's just that we are codependent upon fixing everything for them because that's what we feel like our job is. So it's like, how do you become more aware of your own behaviors? Because those behaviors are shaping your children.
I love that subject because I feel that me and you, as a family, we've been focusing on enlightening each other mentally and spiritually, obviously in all areas. But if you think about yourself as a human being, most of your interactions, family, friends, work, are with other human beings. And if you have trouble, you know, with communication, you're going to have a tough time in life and you're going to trip over things that you can easily step over. So hence why you should think about, you know, therapy is a positive thing, educating yourself in psychology and different ways of thinking. Another area I would have my son, or, you know, if I had a daughter, I would also have them educated in technology and computers and other things like that. They obviously can choose their own way, but I would definitely, if I was to give advice, I would focus on some of those subjects right there. Obviously, listen, when I was younger, no one really taught you how to file taxes either. I would also, and it's kind of ironic, but I would definitely teach my son about, you know, taxes and filing,
you know,
and all that
so
other stuff.
So interesting. I took accounting in high school.
Yeah, you're more educated than I was when we first met.
But wait, I took accounting in high school and I loved it because, believe it or not, my husband does not believe me. Because I think he hasn't seen me apply myself in that category in life. But I was naturally good in math in school. And I also was in my old career. I had to be because I was a fashion buyer. Mm-hmm. So all I did was calculate things at all times on, like, you know, a moment's notice and markup and all that kind of stuff. So I knew I was very comfortable with mathematics. But when I took accounting in high school, like, we learned about, like, debits and credits and maybe, like, balancing a bank statement. Mm-hmm. I think those were, like, the exams and those were the activities. Mm-hmm. We never learned anything about taxes, which is so interesting because it's an accounting class. So why would they just, like, omit the tax man is going to come for everything one day?
Yo, yeah, listen, I'm going to tell my son, like, listen, like, if you don't file your taxes, there is a very big chance that actually the number is 3 years later. They can come for you.
It's
3 to 7, honey. It's about 3 years that they're going to probably come for you.
It's on a delay, though.
And if they don't come for you, then that means just the numbers are, you know, they probably came for someone else. You know what I mean? But the chances are very high. I don't want to be in the bucket of they might come for you.
No.
You know?
So, yeah, that accounting is definitely, like, a necessity. I see a lot of memes about that lately, about, like, all these different things they wish. Actually, Alana, on her Instagram, she shared something today that was, like, things I wish they taught in high school. Like, the things I learned, like, these few subjects, and the things I wish they taught me, like, boundaries, taxes, like, things that are really important cornerstones to being an adult and having a healthy life with your relationships with yourself and with your finances and careers.
I've learned most of the stuff that we just gave examples on and what we would like to teach from mistakes. Yeah, I've learned these things from mistakes that I wish someone would have told me about.
Yeah, that's why it's called wisdom. Yeah. It takes a long time to acquire it.
And what's really important, and I saw this the other day.
But that's also why, sorry, I'm pregnancy brain.
It's pregnancy
brain. But that's also why you need to let your kids, like, navigate their way through these simple things of solving their own problems and easy things. Because if you're fixing it for them, they're not making the mistake to learn how to do it themselves. Instead, mommy or daddy stepping in to fix it for them. And you want them to learn and grow. So you're preventing their own growth by being codependent upon their success.
Well, we're all work in progresses as well. And mommy and daddy that are giving advice to the son, they also need to sort of educate themselves and enlighten themselves as well.
It's your responsibility.
It's your responsibility. Hence why we have this podcast and we have a very big following about people trying to be their best self and live their best life through self-improvement, through overcoming obstacles. And what I read the other day, which I really loved, and a lot of our friends come to us for advice, which I love. And who would have thought that maybe 10 years ago? But I saw something that said the relationship with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship you have. And I was like, wow, that's facts. Mm-hmm. If you don't take care of yourself, if you don't have a good relationship with yourself, you're not going to have a good relationship with your spouse or with your siblings or with maybe your parents or even your kids. So you have to take care of yourself first. You know, self-care, self-love, self-respect is important. And if you don't like have self-respect for yourself, a lot of things are going to start to dwindle in your life.
Well, things start to fall apart, and then you can't be help caring for anyone else if you're falling apart. Listen, if the plane's going down, mm-hmm. you got to put your oxygen mask on first. Okay, guys, so if you are a routine listener of Here's the Sitch podcast, you know that my husband and I are all about benefiting our wellness and just improving ourselves internally and externally. So internally, what do? To do that, we take lots of healthy vitamins and supplements. And we actually recently followed this new brand that is super innovative that I want to share with you. It's called AmpHuman. AmpHuman is a human performance company dedicated to helping athletes at all levels unlock their limitless potential. Their latest innovation, D Plus Lotion, is a first of its kind gel-based lotion that delivers vitamin D directly through the skin. With limited sunlight during winter and more time indoors, especially during these horrendous northeastern snowstorms, there's never been a more important time to supplement with vitamin D. Guys, my doctor even told me if you don't have a natural suntan happening, you are deficient in vitamin D. Also, for some reason, most multis don't have anywhere near the amount of vitamin D that you need on a daily basis to fulfill your daily need. So you should always be taking an additional vitamin D supplement, and AmpHuman is here to help you do that. So with just two pumps applied to the inner forearms, they contain 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3 to boost your immunity, improve sleep quality, and support brain function. Backed by 2x clinical trials, it is proven to triple your vitamin D levels within 3 to 4 months of daily use. Say goodbye to pills and say hello to D Plus Lotion, the easiest way to get your vitamin D. Visit amphuman.com/situation and use code SITUATION15 to get 15% off D Plus Lotion. You guys are going to love it. I've been using it for a few weeks now, and it's just definitely so much more convenient than having to take any additional vitamins, because I'm taking my prenatals, I take my probiotic, and that is enough of the big pills for me. I don't need any more of that. So if I can get my vitamins through a lotion, that is just absolutely perfect. Make sure you guys head over to amphuman.com/situation and use code SITUATION15 to get 15% off D Plus Lotion today. Thank you, AmpHuman, for sponsoring this episode of Here's the Sitch podcast. Okay, so if you have any input or questions that you want to send over to us, you guys can call the Here's the Sitch podcast hotline, which is 732-898-0414, and we'll answer all your questions. So I think with that, we're going to jump to the phone lines because we have a bunch of callers.
Oh my God, I love
since last episode
when our callers call up. Let's see who we have on the line today.
I just wanted to say how much I love you guys, both of you. I recently watched the episode of Jersey Shore and cried when you announced that you were pregnant. I myself had a couple miscarriages and a full-term stillbirth. So just seeing you guys get pregnant was amazing, and I'm so happy for the both of you. I recently, my daughter's two, my best friend carried her, so it really makes me so happy to see you guys pregnant and happy.
That was Nicole from Florida. So thank you so much for calling, and I'm so sorry that you've experienced those things. That's horrible, but there's so many women out there who have, and the more we share our stories, the more people can feel less alone and navigate their way through it. So thank you for being honest about that. And I'm so glad that you loved the episode. We were crying our eyes out, and we lived that moment then, like 6 to 7 months ago. So it was really cool to watch it back. It was amazing to get all of the feedback from the fans and you listeners and everybody out there sending us so much love. And honestly, that message that Nicole just left for us was pretty much what the majority of my DMs were. Everyone had similar or a struggling path to their happy ending. And they were just happy that we were able to authentically share our true story and not just the great times, and just share all of it and show that like the road is not always a straight and narrow one to get to there, to it, but it's always worth it in the end.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Lauren. My name is Priscilla. I'm from Toronto, Canada. I am a huge, huge, huge fan of you, Mike. Oh my God, since Jersey Shore first started. And I want to say congratulations on your beautiful, beautiful baby boy that's on the way. And I cannot wait to see his picture when he's born. But I love you guys. And I hope you guys have a blessed night. Bye.
That was Priscilla from Toronto. So thank you for calling and giving us your well wishes. I love when we have international callers because that's just so cool that we are, you know, what's the word? Our airwaves are out in other countries. Yeah. I think that's really cool. I love that our message can get like far and out there.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Jesse from Oklahoma. And I was calling in to let you guys know some advice for bringing Baby and Mosey together. There's a really good Instagram account that's called dog_meets_baby. It's a certified dog trainer Instagram account, and I've gotten some really good stuff. I now have a 15-month-old, and I have like a 5-year-old lab collie mix, and it's been wonderful help, that Instagram account. And for Lawrence with birth, just remember that your body is made to do what your body is going to do. So empower yourself and listen and watch a lot of birth stories, and you will get through it, and just lean on Mike for that. Have a good day.
Oh, that was nice.
That was very nice. That was Jesse from Oklahoma. I'm going to have to check out that IG with the dog meets baby, because those videos are so cute. And just to get the information and be aware of everything that I can be doing to be making it a smooth transition for our household. And also, I really love that she brought up the birthing videos, because I've been watching a lot of stories, and there's actually, I'm going to have to look up what the IG account is, but there's a very graphic IG account that Instagram allows to live out there, which is very, I wouldn't think, Instagram like, because they take like nipples down in like high fashion pictures and stuff, but there's like a full-blown like giving birth videos, but I guess because it's not like sexualized, it's like an actual, you know what I mean, the miracle of life happening, mm-hmm. that they let that account live. But I also was in the room when my nephew was born 8 or 9 years ago. Yeah, it's been a while. But it's obviously not something my husband has ever seen. So, like, should I share birthing videos?
No.
With
no,
you?
No.
Even if you don't see, you don't have to see, like, what's happening, but should you be aware? You're going to have to read something so that you're aware.
I'm
going
to be on the opposite side holding your hand. I don't want to be on the receiving
end. No, you
end.
Don't have to. You don't have to be there. Mm-hmm. But I just mean for you to have the understanding of what the process is.
I'm nervous on a daily basis, so I can only surmise on that day that when it's our day, I'm going to be a wreck probably.
That's what I'm saying. If you read about it or educate yourself about it now, you might be a little more well prepared mm-hmm. to deal with the curveballs or whatever does happen that day, because that's the whole thing. Like they keep saying to write your birth plan out, like literally type it up and have it as a plan, but know that it's going to change, or whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But like, I'm in a pregnancy group online, and I saw last night that someone's husband was like, wait, we're sleeping at the hospital? And the wife was like, what do you mean? And the husband said, I thought you have the baby and we go home. Mm-hmm. She's like, we sleep in the hospital for a minimum of 2 nights.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah. The husband was so concerned, like, do we get a room? How does this work? Where is he sleeping? Like, trying to check into a hotel or something. So I think some things we have to give you some more information on.
Yeah, we're at
get you in a parenting
we're at
book.
Month 7 right now, and I'm very grateful that we are on, you know, at that mark. We have another few months left, and we're gonna take it one day at a time like we do everything else.
I can't wait to see Mike in there. But one thing I did hear that I think you should be in charge of when we pack the hospital bag is
sandwiches.
definitely sandwiches, but also like bringing a little mini speaker. I read.
Yeah. My friend said that to me.
Yeah, a lot of people.
For music helps.
I forget. I keep forgetting that. And each time I read it, I'm like, oh, that is a good idea. A mm-hmm. little speaker so that, but like, I'm not going to be there like able to look for music. Like, you're going to have to pick things you know that make me feel better.
Yeah.
And not Marvel theme songs. Yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, no, music, obviously, music therapy definitely helps for everything.
Yeah,
so
it does.
I'm definitely going to put that on my list and I will not forget that one.
Okay, let's go to another caller.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Lauren. It's Melissa from New Jersey, and I wanted to let you know that one advice I got before I brought my baby home was to actually randomly throughout the day play some videos of babies crying, so when the reality of the baby comes home, the dog doesn't get all freaked out. I have to say it really worked for my very nervous dog. I love both of you, and I wish you all the best.
Wow. That's pretty good info, but Mosey is...
I heard that too on one of my pregnancy groups.
Mosey is... He's an angel on Earth.
But he's never heard that noise. He has heard it on TV, and when he hears it on TV, he gets a little distraught. When he hears baby... He doesn't get anxiety, but he like huffs and puffs, like it annoys him. So I'm like, oh shit, we probably should play a crying baby noise.
I don't know. I think that he might be upset maybe from the crying, maybe, if anything.
Yeah, because he feels energy.
Yeah.
So he'll know the baby's like hungry or...
Oh my God, I'm getting stressed out.
Needs a diaper. Why?
All this. You know, you were crying today because it was snowing. So that stressed me out. And now we're talking about...
I don't know if it was
the birthing process, which is also very unpredictable. So I'll be honest with you. I'm drinking my pre-workout and I'm just going to exit very shortly.
Next caller.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. Love you guys, especially Lauren. I'm so glad that you're on the Jersey Shore. You definitely add a little bit to Mike and it's awesome to watch. So I wanted to just throw it out to you. Did you ever think about having a midwife at home for the birth of your son, or even a birthing center where everybody can be there?
What's a midwife, honey?
So I'm not fully versed in exactly what a midwife is, but I believe a midwife is somebody who is, I don't know their certifications and all that, but...
give birth at home.
You can have birth at home. Like they'll like, you know, they'll kind of like how you check up with your doctors and you go however many every week or every month or whatever it is. A lot of these pregnancy groups I'm in, the people say check with your midwife or they check with their doctor, whichever one they're seeing. Mm-hmm. And actually I have a family member, like a cousin who's a midwife and she's in New York and she said, oh, let me know if you need anything. But I think for me, I have so many, it sounds amazing because they're so experienced and so personable and it's just a different experience for people when they have a midwife. But for me, I have a lot of immediate family members, my mom, my sister being the closest to me, that work in hospitals every day. And I have extended family members like my nanny, who's my grandmother, and my aunt, and then my cousin. They all work in hospitals. So for like the way that my circle is, like I'm having birth in a hospital. It's just mm-hmm. something that I feel most comfortable with. But I think to each their own, and everybody has to go the route for them. It's such a personal choice and a personal experience. It sounds amazing either way. But for me, and I think she probably meant that during a pandemic, if you do birth at home, you can have people here.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the hospitals, you can't. Yeah. And also if you do at a birthing center, it's, you know, not a hospital.
This is all getting me nervous, I'll be honest with you.
No, but I'm going to do it in a hospital. And that is the only downside is that it is COVID. So it'll just be me and my husband. But I'll be honest with you, it's my first pregnancy. It's my first time giving birth. And I think my husband will be exactly what I need. I do wish my mother could be there as well, but maybe she'll be outside the hospital with balloons. I did see recently someone gave birth and their mother and mother-in-law were outside holding balloons, cheering them on. So maybe that's what our moms will do. But I'm excited. Mike is definitely looking stressed right now. It could be just the Brotrition grenade pre-workout.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be that I don't know. He's getting scared about the birthing.
All these birthing is really making me getting shooketh right now, honey.
All right, we'll do one more call, and then we'll wrap it up.
Hey, guys. It's Ryan from Michigan. I was just wondering if you, Mike, could talk a little bit about the nutrition. Just wondering what supplements work best with each other and just kind of overall what you think about them. Thanks.
Oh, that's such a good question for you. That's Ryan from Michigan asking about your Brotrition supplements. And actually, since we've been on the airwaves on Here's the Sitch, I think you dropped a new product or two. So you should let them know about that.
Yes, for quite some time, I always wanted to, I actually always wanted to be the face of a supplement line. But, you know, 10 years later, actually me and my wife, we opened up our own company called Brotrition. And we sort of did it ourselves. So if you guys see us promoting Brotrition, that's actually our company. All of these supplements are top-notch formulas, and we definitely stand behind them. The Brotein, which is the protein, I was just surprised that no one has ever did that before. It's a very catchy name. Even Brotrition is also a very catchy name. Why hasn't anyone have done that before? But the protein is all top notch, tastes great. The chocolate vanilla tastes great. The Bro Fetties is one of our best tasting flavor. We're also dropping a new flavor called Toasted Almond, which I just tasted.
Oh my God, it's so good.
We also have BCAAs, which taste great. We have three flavors, or actually we're dropping our fourth flavor in any day now. And then obviously we have what's called Brominos. Sounds really cool. I love the branding on it. So I feel that this is going to be really big, and for myself and my wife, because we've been in this game for such a long time, and we also care about everything that, you know, we do. And so we, like I said, it's top-notch formulas, top-notch branding. This is all, you know, we stand behind, you know, just exercise and nutrition and all that stuff. So I'm very excited to bring this brand to you guys.
Yeah. And Mike is involved from
most
minutia. Everything. Detail of everything.
Captions, it's just everything.
The way that we are. But even with the ingredients, like making sure there's no unnecessary like coloring agents.
Artificials,
No artificial coloring, like none of that garbage that you don't need in there that like serves no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting to see him being so involved on that level. I love seeing it, and he's so passionate about it.
Yeah.
So if you want to stay up to date on all the Brotrition supplements, he also recently added a multivitamin. And I don't know which ones are all out from them, because I know you manufactured a bunch.
Yeah, we also just dropped an immune support formula, which is great.
Yeah, vitamin.
And our pre-workout. People love our pre-workout. And also we have BDS Pump, which actually it's...
Is that out yet?
It is out. Let me check. I believe it's...
I know the multivitamin's out.
Actually, it's Situation Explode. We were going to name it BDS Pump.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's Situation Explode, which is a nitric oxide formula, which that you can stack with your pre-workout to, you know, before you go to your, you know, the gym and work out. And then when you come home, you would take your protein, you would take your BCAAs, and or your Brominos. So we pretty much have it all, you know, from A to Z on our site.
And I have to tell you, I really love the new emergency immune support, because it has elderberry and vitamin C, which is super important for your immune system right now. So that can help everybody that's looking for a little boost in addition to the multivitamin. And there's so many different things in development. If you want to stay up to date on all things Brotrition, you can follow them on Instagram at Brotrition Official.
Exactly. And if you guys want to go check out the site, it is brotrition.com. And thank you guys so much for another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. I'm about to go to the gym. I am stressed out from all this birthing talk right now. But I'll be fine when I'm done.
So if you guys want to call into Here's the Sitch hotline, because I really love when you guys call and are talking about topics that we really dive into, because it's just makes it much more of a relevant open forum kind of communication. So since it is something we are getting ready for, I'm going to start writing out my birth plan soon. You guys can feel free to call in to Here's the Sitch podcast at 732-898-0414, and you may hear yourself on the next Here's the Sitch episode.
Exactly, guys. I'm shooketh. Please call in and tell me how I can calm down. All right, guys, we're out.
Peace.